them as well. So that could be one of our main things, is to make sure we shore up the run. And also, you know, we don't want to tip our hands to 18 too much.
It's the best defense in the league. But the key is when you get down in those tight spots, red zone, whatever, do what you can to three and out or field goals.
Right. I think that'd be big. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me, man. If we can keep him from you know, moving the ball, that'd be great. But I mean, he's been doing this a long time. I'm pretty sure he's gonna move the ball somewhere. But we gotta capitalize. You know, once they do get down in our red zone area, we have to make sure we're really efficient down there.
Were you surprised what you saw from him? I mean, you know, he hadn't played in a whole year plus, and it seemed like he didn't miss a tip.
Well, not really. I saw some of the preseason, and I think he looked pretty good in the preseason as well. So, and I figured he'd be ready to go week one and have a big game, and that's exactly what he did. So, you know, we just got to study that, try to see what we can do to kind of stop it.
Anything in particular that you got a key on when you're going up against a guy like Peyton Manning?
I think you just have to match his tempo. You know, he's the guru of the no huddle, so, you know, he's truly like a coach on the field. So, you have to match that tempo.
When you look at some of the theatrics, you know, some of those things, the gyrations and everything at the line, some of them, I guess, are legitimate audibles. Some of them could be dummies. What do you do in terms of knowing what to pay attention to, knowing what to put out of your head?
Well, sometimes they're key words, you know. And, you know, they might not mean anything to us, but you know, they mean something to his offense. So if he makes a few checks and then they check to the same thing a couple times and we kind of hear the same thing, you know, then we have an opportunity to kind of get to the sideline and talk to the guys about, if you hear this, we need to do that. You hear that, we need to do this. But, I mean, ultimately, we just need the dome to be as loud as possible so we can, you know, kind of mess that offense up a little bit from that aspect, and I think we'll be fine.
How crazy do you think it'll be Monday night, national stage, the dome atmosphere itself?
Week two, man, it doesn't get any bigger, man, Monday night football.
You know, Mike P was talking about the technician of Peyton and kind of picking on weaknesses, and he said, Peyton sees, you know, guys kind of, you know, maybe tired or winded. He's going to kind of pinpoint that. Is the home crowd kind of help that out, maybe combat that a little bit, keep you guys going, your energy up?
Oh, yeah, I think so. You know, when they're moving the ball, you know, that's when the offense is getting that energy. When they're moving the ball, they're getting momentum, that's when that tempo really starts to pick up. And as a defense, you know, when you're giving up yardage and things like that, you're going to get a little bit more tired than what the offense is. They're going to be excited about the next play. So we have to have the mindset, you know, that even whenever he does get us, you know, we have to bounce back from it, you know, and come the next snap ready to play. Just kind of take it one snap at a time. But I think the main thing is just matching his tempo, you know, and not tipping our hand. I think we'll be fine.
Spoon, last week the focus after the game was pretty much on the offense, scoring as many points as they did. The defense holds them scoreless. You guys hold them scoreless until, what, 5 seconds left, I believe it was. What do you carry from that into this one as far as the confidence that you got in that second half and shutting them down?
Well, I don't think you want to always go in, you know, giving up 17 points in one half, you know. So I think we came out with that attitude because we felt like we didn't play as well as we could have. So, you know, this week we want to put together four full quarters. And I think if we can do that, then we'll be fine. But, you know, ultimately, you know, we take some confidence from that, though.